The tribe is now a major employer, one of the largest employers in Western North Carolina. It's a totally different role for the Eastern Band.
We think that effectively we've helped to, you know, maintain and hopefully lower the unemployment rates. And people have choices. Whether they want to work in gaming is their choice. If they choose not to for moral reasons, that's fine, because there's plenty of opportunities that they can choose from. But we pay really good salaries. So the average salary at the casino is just north of $35,000 base salary. And then as you look at the benefits, we feel that our benefit package is second to none in the state. We're able to not only recruit, but to retain good employees.
When you look ahead, how would you like to see the economy diversified?
I think it's simply we have to have more retail here. I think that's the biggest add-on that we can do. You know, we want to have people to have a place to shop and, you know, have, you know, hopefully some expanded entertainment for children. That's some of the projects we're working on. It's been hard recruiting, and simple fact of, you know, the demographics here in Cherokee is very small and the region is very small. So when you plop a map down of 50 or 100 miles, you're just not getting that broad population base that most folks are looking for. Even though we have a lot of drive-through visitors here, it's still tough to convince folks that, hey, Cherokee's the place to be. I think over time, in the next 5 to 10 years, you're going to see a substantial change. Just feel that, especially with all the infrastructure we have in place now with, you know, not just water and sewer and utilities, the fiber that we put in the ground, that mm-hmm. It just adds so much value to doing business in Cherokee.
Is it critical, though, for the tribe that you find ways to diversify the economy?
No, without question. I mean, you know, that's one of the things we worked on for a long time, and, you know, with the add-on of the golf course and, you know, just the convention side, I mean, there's just so many areas that I see a lot of upside as it relates to the economy here in Cherokee, and so we'll continue to look, you know, down each one of these avenues. And 5 to 10 years, you know, I think Cherokee will continue to change in a very strategic way, first of all, but in a way that, you know, will help create a diversified employee or a job base.
You're in your third term. What do you see for yourself at the end of this term?
What do I see for myself?
Yeah.
You know,
what's
ahead? I'm still undecided in regards to my running for a fourth term. I have accomplished many of the things that I set out to with, you know, our new school and our academy, and getting ready to put on the ground a new hospital, taking over the social services for the tribe. And I hope to still be involved with the tribe in some major way, and that's always been my goal. You know, I never had the goal growing up or being when I was in college of being a chief. However, it just kind of fit my resume with, you know, my background in finance and accounting. So I don't know. You know, I'm keeping all the doors open at this point. I'm just not ready to commit to saying I'm going to run for a fourth term.
So you haven't ruled out another run for another term?
It's not been ruled out. I mean, it's not been my intent, you know, after this third term. However, you know, I've have so many folks asking me. And, you know, I think one of the good things that's happened is, you know, the Eastern Band has struggled over time with keeping a chief in office consistently. And as you see, consistency can be good. As long as you've got, you know, folks that are surrounding themselves with good people, smart people. And I think that's where our successes are coming from, is we've got a consistent government, which is, you know, it's been tough for us in the past.
Has there ever been a chief who's served four consecutive terms?
There's been one. There's been one, and that was Jarrett Blythe, and he served four consecutive terms, and then he went out, and then he came back in for two single terms. So he served overall six terms, but there's been no other chief to complete three terms.
And you've been involved in some very close elections.
All my elections have been close. The last one, you know, I feel like I won by a landslide. It was 140-something votes. Prior to that, you know, they were nail-biters. However, you know, I think, you know, my vote base has been consistent, and they've given me their trust, and I've given them my trust. But even though elections have been close, I think that the right people have made a good decision.
What's the timeline for you to make a decision?
That'll come through prayer. I don't have a timeline. It's fairly critical that within the next year that needs to happen. Again, there's no magic date sitting out there for me.
Is your family on board?
We're talking about a lot of things at this point. I mean, again, I have young children, and my youngest is 5, starting kindergarten this year. But that's the biggest consideration for me is, you know, the life of my children. And this is a lifetime decision that you make, and it's 24/7, 365 that you're involved in some issue. And, you know, that's just what you have to do.
Michelle Hicks is Principal Chief of the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians. For WCQS News, I'm David Horand.